On our morning show today from WRCO, we put the spotlight on the Richland Hospital and Clinics, and we're representing the pulmonary rehab area today. Shelley Maxwell is here, along with Kayla Duran and Chloe Chamberlain, exercise physiologists, and we'll talk a little bit about pulmonary rehab and what is involved in that, and expand on that a little bit here today. Shelley, good to have you in the morning show studios today.
Good morning, Phil. Thanks for having us.
Good to have you in here and talk about a little bit about what you do, because you've been at it for a little while.
Yeah, I've been at it for over 20 years now. So I'd like to say a lot has changed, but really exercise really never changes when it comes down to it. So that's kind of what we're here to talk about and benefit our patients here in the community with pulmonary rehab.
One of the first questions would be physiologists. what does that entail?
Yeah, so, been there for a number of years. So I got through college at Winona State University with a bachelor's degree. So I just have my bachelor's degree, but now it has become a master's program in most colleges. So basically, I went to college for exercise science and I branched out into cardiopulmonary rehab. It was kind of one of the branches through the exercise science program. There was also like athletic training that you could choose from as well. So
I'm surprised you didn't go that route.
I actually started that way.
Oh, did you?
I did, yeah. But then I just kind of got thinking about the hours of the days, nights, weekends, travel. You know, if you have a family someday, was it going to be great hours for family life? And so I went more of the clinic hour route, thinking of the future. So, yeah.
What fascinated you about getting into the pulmonary area?
I've always liked science, I guess. And so my mom was a registered nurse, and I just, always heard of her taking care of patients. And I guess after the athletic training kind of, went by the wayside, I kind of looked into exploring this part of it and got involved, and I really enjoyed the program. And I was lucky enough to land a job here in my hometown, come back home, and I'm still here.
And the three representing here, all of you have got a little bit of a sports background,
yeah,
too, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we actually have a new employee this year. Her name is Chloe. And during her interview, we kind of teased her that we're the Ridge and Valley interview panel here. So being from Ithaca, Weston, and North Crawford. So, it's been kind of a fun banter, back and forth with our small rural districts and schools. And we still talk about each other's siblings and stuff and their sports and just the school districts in general. So it's been fun. She's been a great addition. And we have a lot in common with each other. So
awesome. Well, maybe we should put her on the spot then.
We should. Yeah, let's bring her in.
Chloe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm from Gays Mills, Wisconsin. I went to North Crawford High School. I graduated from there in 2021. And then I spent 4 years at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, where I got my bachelor's also in exercise science. And then I did like an internship in cardiopulmonary rehab, where I really liked it. And then I moved home after college to save some money. And then this job happened to pop up. So it was perfect.
I was going to say, when the Richland Center job came up, that worked out pretty well for you, didn't
yes,
it?
Yes, definitely. A 30-minute drive is perfect. Plus, sure. I can still stay at home and save money on rent there. So,
Were you two maybe interested in sports medicine at first?
Yes. I was actually pre-PT at first. And then I wasn't so sure about going for my doctorate once I started college. College was pretty extensive, but... And then in my internship, I really, really enjoyed the cardiac rehab. I'd been a CNA for about 5 or 6 years before this, so I knew that I really liked patient care. And then when I got into cardiopulmonary rehab, I knew that that was a really good bridgeway, kind of, without going, like, into nursing or going really far as to PT or, like, PA school, something like that.
You must have done some of that during high school if you're going back that far, right?
Like some of the...
CNA and things
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, yeah. So... I think, like, right when COVID hit, I became a CNA. So it was a kind of a good way to spend my time during the COVID days.
Mm-hmm. That presented some challenges.
Oh, yes,
we learned
definitely.
A lot during that time, didn't we?
We sure did.
Yeah. Joining up the staff here, and these ladies included, it's not all about, it's hard work, but I think you guys have a lot of fun too, don't you?
Oh, definitely. They are a great group to work with.
And Kayla Duran is here as well. Kayla, representing. How are you?
Good.
Good
morning.
Good. And I'm guessing what really is one of the best things for this job for you is that the success stories. You know, you see somebody on the street that you've helped, that has to be pretty satisfying, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I love seeing people, they come in and they may be weak or deconditioned, and then usually by the end of their like 10 to 12 weeks with us, they're back on their feet doing the hobbies that they wanted to. You see them in the grocery store or at Walmart, and they're like, oh, I feel so good, or walking has gotten a lot easier for me, and so that makes you feel pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how you can get that back with proper training, right?
Yeah, and some people, I think the most fun ones, the most fun patients are the ones that come in and they're like, oh, I don't think this is going to do anything for me. And some people come in with a really good attitude and want to get better, but yeah, usually they're coming in 2 to 3 times a week in that consecutive exercise. They usually see pretty good results by the end of the time that they're with us.
I didn't ask you to tell us a little bit about yourself. You've been on with us before. You've coached mm-hmm. and different
yes.
things like that. So,
yeah.
But from the Weston area?
Yes, I'm from Cazenovia, just down the road. I went to Weston, and then I went to UW-La Crosse for undergrad, and then I went to grad school there, and that was specialized in exercise physiology. And then I did my internship here in Richland Center, and I really, really liked it. But at the time, they didn't have an opening, and so I worked at Hillsborough for about 8 or 9 months. And then they ended up having an opening, and I knew I wanted to come back because the department we work with is super fun and exciting, and I love my coworkers. So.
You do have fun. You have all kinds of things. You have riddles on the wall, right?
Yes, we're into crosswords right now.
So oh, crosswords.
We put mini crosswords up to keep everybody engaged, yes.
And how do I know that? I was a patient there. I can say that right after COVID. And you guys, you know, we didn't think about it at the time, but I was told that COVID, especially long-term COVID, was a lot like having, you know, some sort of cardiac
yeah.
incident.
Yeah,
right?
they're still researching a lot on long COVID, but yeah, it could be something that you carry with you for forever, really. But yeah, we were glad to see you come through the door and to be able to help you, so we can call you part of our success story and part of our journey along the way. So you did great.
Yeah, but you guys learned a lot during that time.
Oh yeah,
you?
Yeah, we sure did. I mean, there's still things we're learning about it, really. I mean, you know, does COVID affect your heart? And, you know, there's all sorts of diseases that they're, you know, correlating it with now. So I'm sure we'll be learning about it for a long time.
You still see as many patients with COVID, long-term COVID?
No, not as many. But, you know, that's kind of why we're here today as well, to kind of put that out there, put that feeler out there that, you know, sometimes there's some respiratory diseases that maybe it is covered with pulmonary rehab, so it's something for your physician to look into. Maybe we can help you out along the way, whether it be long COVID or some other type of respiratory, you know, disease. So,
yeah, that's the thing. You know, just kind of learning about that. I mean, you can't have a success story with everyone, but you can probably help them, right?
Yes, for sure. You know, somebody such as, you know, a long COVID, you know, patient, you know, they might come in on oxygen. Our goal is to get them off their oxygen therapy, you know, and I believe that happened with you. And that was, you know, one of our huge main goals. Nobody wants to be carrying that around forever. So, you know, that's, you know, and to build your stamina and your strength and everything else that comes along with exercise, a little bit of education as well is included in pulmonary rehab, about your medications and, you know, the lungs in general and, you know, energy conservation, how can you do things easier to conserve your energy for things that, you know, are more tasking to a person. So, yeah, there's just all sorts of things that are included in pulmonary rehab.
And what you do for a living sometimes comes into play, too.
Absolutely.
Trying to build
yeah.
up to that.
Absolutely.
Again, right?
Absolutely, yeah, getting back to where you want to be. You know, usually when you have a lung disease, we're not going to get back what you've already lost or damaged, but we can usually help, you know, maintain what you have. That's, you know, the primary goal is to kind of keep what you are doing able to maintain that.
Mm-hmm. Like if somebody was a long-term smoker, they always say that the lungs can, you know, rejuvenate a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, obviously the best thing is to stop smoking. That's, you know, a no-brainer with that. Now, I'm not going to preach on that, but, you know, that doesn't help things. But a lot of our pulmonary rehab participants were past smokers. So, and if they are still there because of smoking, you know, we have some programs that we offer for them for some help. But, you know, that's kind of a thing that you need to be mentally prepared for as well. You know, it's a physical habit as well. So there's a lot of things that contribute to that.
So we should try to get a referral from our physician, right?
Yeah.
That's where you start?
Yeah, so it's a conversation to have with your provider. You know, some people are already seeing a specialist, such as a pulmonologist, that could refer you to our program, but your primary care physician can also refer for a lot of different diagnoses. And we actually just attended a provider meeting at the Richland Hospital and gave a little bit more education about what exact diagnoses are covered by insurance and Medicare as well. And so they have all that information, and they're more than willing to send a referral up to us.
I know that people that have been at the hospital and clinic lately, Kaylin, they know they were doing some reconstruction and things like that. Mm-hmm. Is that about done? Are you getting there?
Yeah, it's just about wrapped up. All of our new flooring is in. They're installing a couple new doors and just some transitions between the doors. But in the next couple of weeks, that'll all be wrapped up, and it looks beautiful up there. So looks like a whole new place.
And anything new? Any new machines?
We have it's called a new step. It's a seated stepper, and it has one of those pretty screens that makes it look like you're going through a tropical forest. so it kind of passes the time. And we have a newer recumbent bike, so a bike that you can sit on. But most of our equipment is pretty new and pretty nice and accommodates most people. You know, if you have like a joint issue or a sore back, we usually have something for everybody.
Yeah, you had a machine that was brand new. I think I was the first one ever on it, but it was like I don't know if it was the recumbent bike, but you're riding through like Central Park, and then you're in France or somewhere.
Right? Yes. A short getaway for the hour that you're there.
Short getaway. Yeah. Sometimes I get motion sickness though.
Right,
you know,
I'm right.
Like, yeah. But that's awesome. And then anything new coming down the pike that you know, you'd like to talk about, or, you know, goals for the future and things like that?
We're just trying to increase our rehab referrals, making sure we're reaching everybody in the community, maybe that has COPD or emphysema or some symptomatic asthma. Our numbers have been a little bit down, and we know that there's plenty of people out there that we can serve. So I guess just looking to do that.
Okay, good. And Chloe, some things you'd like to see in the future. Do you set goals for yourself in this occupation, in this career?
Yeah, definitely. So kind of over the next year, I have to pass a couple tests to be like a certified exercise physiologist. So that's kind of in my near future. I have to get a few more like working hours in first. And I'm working with stress testing more, trying to be more independent with that. And then I've been kind of doing a lot with like the education, I guess. So we might get a TV for the rehab gym to try to do like some presentations and videos up there. So that should be kind of fun.
Awesome. So when someone comes in, you have that initial consultation with them and then kind of go through what to expect. Is that how it usually works?
Yeah. So we start with the orientation. We do that. We go through paperwork with them, and we usually do like a 6-minute walk test that first day and like give them a nice tour of the gym. And then after that, they kind of like select a class that they would like to be in. And then they usually come in on that first day and exercise for about like 30 minutes, 45 minutes, somewhere in there. And we kind of just slowly introduce them into the gym.
When you talk about the class, does it depend on the time of day? Is that how you kind of divvy it up?
Yeah. So everybody's schedule is a little bit different. So we try to fit everybody into a class that like works best with their schedule. Because some of our patients are working, some of them are retired, you know, everybody's a little bit different.
Sure. And can you hop classes if one day doesn't work? Can you do another like the afternoon instead?
Yeah, definitely. We try to be as flexible as we can be to support them in whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Shelley, some other things you want to talk about in terms of what the department features?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, our rehab department up there has been up there for 20 plus years. We have a pretty good sized space up there. We also we offer physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. We also house our athletic trainers, which we don't see very often because they are out in the working world of schools and sporting events. We just have a great department that we have a lot of fun. There's about 30 of us up there. We have our support staff that, you know, they run the show, really. They schedule everything and make all the phone calls and appointments and line up the orders for each therapist. I just love this crew. We just have a really good time. We even plan things outside of work to do. I'd like to say we're kind of a big family up there. We support each other. We just have a good time.
Chloe mentioned stress tests. Do each of you do those individually?
Yep, we do three different stress tests at the hospital. We do a standard stress test that's just on the treadmill. You're hooked up to a 12-lead EKG, and we put you just through a treadmill test. And then we have two other stress tests that are a little bit more involved with some imaging as well as either a treadmill or just a chemical stress test. Some people can't walk on a treadmill, or maybe they have a heart rhythm that isn't safe to walk on the treadmill. So we would put them through a little different stress test. But those stress tests are pretty, they're a screening tool to see if there's any potential blockages in your heart, tell your physician if there's a chance that there could be any areas of your heart that isn't getting enough blood and oxygen. So, if people can keep in mind they're a screening tool, that's what they're for. They're not 100% accurate. The nuclear stress tests, that involve the imaging, they're a little bit more accurate. But the only way of truly knowing if you have a blockage in your heart is to have, probably a heart catheterization or something that is a little bit more invasive. But you also don't really want to go through that if you don't need to, because there's risks with every procedure. So these stress tests are pretty darn accurate. So, and they're very popular to have. We're pretty busy in our stress test lab.
So if you get the stress test and maybe you see a potential issue, what's the next step after that?
Well, usually your primary care physician would refer you to a cardiology. If your cardiologist is already the one who referred you for the stress test, then there's probably a chance that you would go to a little bit bigger facility that has a heart cath, where they would actually go and see to take a little closer look inside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Kayla, anything else that you'd like to add today as we look at, I know, here's a question for you, very uneducated question. Mm-hmm. What is the difference between what you guys do and physical therapy?
I always tell people we do the heart and lungs and they do everything else. So we focus on patients that have any sort of heart disease or heart failure, pulmonary disease. We even see patients that have, it's called PAD, peripheral artery disease, and that presents usually people will get cramps in their calves. So it's essentially blockages in the arteries that go down your legs, just as it would in your heart. And so they'll come to us for a walking program for that. Anything to do with your arteries, your heart, your lungs, they come to us. If it's your joints and your ligaments and your muscles, usually you go to physical therapy.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about the rest of the staff? Would you want to name drop anybody else that works up there with you during the week? I'm putting you on the spot here a little bit. Your coworkers?
Like all the therapists up
there?
Yeah. Oh, well, they're all wonderful. I could name them all if you would like
sure,
to.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, well, there's Amy and Kim and Kara and Janelle, Erica, Stephanie, Chris, Matt, Taylor, Jacqueline, Heidi, Jane, Haley,
Rachel.
Yeah, anyways, there's occupational therapists in there too, speech therapists. They're all wonderful.
Wow. Occupational. Yes. Oh, so what's
Wait, I forgot two people.
Uh-oh.
Kristen and Cassie, three, and Lacey. They're our support staff, and they are the ringleaders of the show.
They're kind of out front.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Uh-huh. They're very important as well.
Yeah. So you didn't know this was going to be on the test today. So
did I pass?
I think you got them all. Well, I don't know if you got them all, but you know.
I'll hear when I get back to work if I got them all or not.
You know, between pulmonary rehab and my physical therapy, I think I know everybody that you mentioned there. So, you know.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the things, Chloe, the staff has been together for a long time. So that's a good sign when you're coming in to work in a new spot, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's good to see that both of them have really worked here for a long time and really enjoyed them. And obviously, Kayla kept coming back because she liked it so much. So that's
bad penny.
Indeed. Well, it's been a pleasure having you guys in the studio today. Good to learn a little bit more about it. I think the bottom line is talk to your physician if you've got some things.
If they could prescribe exercise in a bottle, that would be wonderful. But, that just doesn't happen. So I always tell people the hardest part about exercise is just getting there. Once you get into a gym, the exercise, I feel, is easy. That's the easy part. You're there, you might as well do it. You feel better about yourself at the end of the day that you accomplished, you know, your 30 minutes of exercise. But you just really have to make time and know that you're doing it for yourself. And that's, you know, part of the mental part of it as well, is just, you know, making time for yourself and making your health a priority.
I think when you talk about the classes, though, there's some positive peer pressure because, you know,
Absolutely.
You're in that, you kind of get to know each other and
you
don't want to let anybody
down. They check
down.
Up on you. You know, if you miss a session or two, they want us to call you. So, you know, they're concerned as well. But I think, you know, we do these classes for a reason. You know, the physical part of exercise is one thing, but I think it's just as important for some people socially to be there as well. That might be their out for the day. That might be their reason to get up and get in the shower and get ready, is to know that they have to get to their exercise class. And if that's what we can do for them, great. If they come in and they don't do a whole lot during their exercise session, it's still a win because they got out of the house and they're up and moving. So, we call that success.
My problem was always my jaw was, you know, I worked my jaw out quite a bit while I was there.
Well, there's therapy for that.
I'm sure there is. Great to have you guys here. We appreciate you and all you do.
Yes. So, thank you, Phil.
From the Richland Hospital Pulmonary Rehab, Shelley Maxwell, Kayla Duran, and Chloe Chamberlain on this portion of the morning show.